As I try to like think about how to end season two, this thought or recurring theme just continued to pop up. Like it showed up in each of the podcasts as I listened and thought back to them. I'm like, oh man, each guy spoke to this. And then as I was getting ready to do this wrap up, I'm listening to other podcasts and books that I'm reading at the time, like talk about this theme. Or I'm like, okay, clearly this is an issue all dads deal with. And it's not just dads. I mean, men, women, everybody deals with this issue to where I was like, yeah, this is a big deal. And this is what I learned with, and this is how I learned to deal with it. Yeah, what's up?
Can we talk?
Absolutely. What do you guys want to talk about? Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Dad Talks. This is the season two wrap up. I can't believe another season is done. I'm excited to begin planning and thinking ahead to season three, what that has. I think it'll be a lot like season two with just some interviews and maybe some of my thoughts thrown in and see if I can do more with it. But this is the wrap up. And so as I thought about this, you know, I was like, what is the takeaway? Because that's what, you know, I've done with the last episode of just kind of what have I taken away from? What have I learned in this season during the time this podcast, you know, all these episodes came out? And the thing is, like, as soon as I say, oh yeah, no, duh, it's obvious. But it's this, is that life happens and life changes. Life doesn't work out as you planned it. Right? I mean, you're like, yeah, duh, everybody knows that. And I think everybody does know it, but for some reason, like, we either try to avoid it or just pretend it actually doesn't happen. I think that's part of it. You know, we try to just control everything. Like, no, 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 if I do A, B, and C, it'll lead to, you know, this, and have it all figured out. But as I went back through the podcasts, as I thought about just my life over the last year going, I would have never thought I would be where I'm at right now. But I mean, just check this out. Listen, just think about the podcast stuff. So some of this is mine and some of this are the guys I'm talking to. So you lose your job. You get divorced. You move to your hometown. You swore you would never go back to. And it turns out it's the best decision you've ever made. One of the best decisions you've ever made. Or you want to go back to the country where you grew up, where you served and work and do that, continue the ministry there, but you can't get in. COVID happens, war happens, all these bad things happen, and God sends you somewhere else, and it works out. You realize the expectations you had for marriage, life, and sex weren't real. Marriage is hard. You and your partner struggle with infertility. You struggle just to communicate. You might struggle to the point where you're on your third marriage. Or it could be just as simple as like, hey, I'm making a decision that's kind of going against just a lot of the family, but it's something I want myself. Like, you change your last name. I mean, these are things that happen to the guys on the podcast. And if you haven't listened to them, go back and listen. Like, each guy has a story. That's incredible. That's the whole point of Dad Talks, of sharing stories and saying, look, here's guys just like you. This is how they process through. They're not experts, but they've learned lessons from them, and we can take the lessons from them and go, okay, what can I use for myself? And that's one thing. It's a book that I was reading that also started this going, is a book by John Acuff called Soundtracks. And what he talks about with like soundtracks essentially is the idea that all of us have a song stuck in our head. Which we all have that, right? There's some song, it'll just pop up, and you're like, oh my gosh, and you sing it all day. And so then how he relates is we all have soundtracks, that just things we tell ourselves, you know, every day, of like good or bad. You're not good enough. You're too fat. You're too pretty. You're too ugly. You're too slow. You'll never be a writer. You're not, you know, you're too old to try this. All those kind of things, these soundtracks that are going on in our heads. And so he talks about how do you change those soundtracks or replace them. And he says one of the ways is just replace them with other people's soundtracks, right? Look at what other people are doing and say, I like that idea. I'm gonna take that for myself. Right. So that's the idea of dad talks. You know, I wish I was that smart to think, oh, yeah, that's what we're doing, you know, playing with soundtracks. But it's that idea of like, if you can take something from one of these guys and go, yeah, that's good. That's really good. I mean, that's what, you know, I've talked about it with like Josiah, and I just this past week had another thing to send to him to where it's this very lesson that I'm learning right now and a quote that I heard and I sent to him. And he's like, dude, that's exactly what I needed to hear. Like, that's what this is all about. Just the community that we can help each other out. And again, as I said, this is not just dads. There's moms and women and single guys and, you know, granddads that are going through stuff going like, life changes. It's not just your 20s, your 30s, you know, it's your 40s, 50s, 60s. I mean, life happens. There's just a ton of things going on. And so it's that idea of like, yeah, life happens. Life changes. Life doesn't work out as we plan. So now what? What do we do? And so the quote I heard that really just cemented everything for me, like, yeah, one, it hit me to like, this is exactly what I needed to hear. But also going, I think this is something a lot of other people need to hear. So the quote comes from Mike Donahue, who I believe I said his name correctly. I apologize, Mike, if he's listening. I doubt it, but there you go. I'd apologize for saying it wrong. He was the lead singer of 10th Avenue North, which is a Christian band. If you don't know the Christian world, you have no idea. But anyways, he was on another podcast, which I believe I've talked about, is Dadville. And again, if those guys are listening, hey, thanks, you know, have me on. Why don't you come on my show? Anyways, the quote he says, he was summarizing, guys. So he says, the secret to peace is to embrace your current circumstances as if you had chosen it. So he says, the secret to peace is to embrace your current circumstances as if you had chosen it. So the quote he's paraphrasing, you know, kind of making his own, is from a guy named Eckhart Tolle. And this is what he says. This is the actual quote. He says, accept, then act. Whatever the present moment contains, accept as if you had chosen it. Always work with it, not against it. So let me read it again. Accept, then act. Whatever the present moment contains, accept as if you had chosen it. Always work with it, not against it. Man, when I heard that in the podcast, I paused and was just like, wait a minute, what did he just say? And I replayed it and I wrote it down and I was like, dude, this is exactly what I need. Because at that this season, you know, it's whenever you're listening to it, it could be current, it could be late, but listening to it is just, I've talked about the season where I'm at of trying to figure out, you know, one, who I am, right? Divorce happened, moved, you know, job transitions, all those kind of things, and going, okay, here's a new season, and going, like, do I continue to paint for the rest of my life, and do I try to, you know, get into the dating world, and just all that stuff, and just going, oh my gosh, like, you know, so thinking about it, and what I do, you know, you overthink, that's my soundtrack, one, I just listen to all those thoughts, and just get overwhelmed, and it's like, this isn't what I chose, you know, because here's the other thing that we can do is we can look at social media, and it's what I did. I've got to spend less time on it. You can look at social media and you can see the people that you know living their life. Life went on for them. Nothing changed for them. Now, granted, stuff has happened and changed. You don't see it though, right? And you can look at it and go, man, that's where I was supposed to be. I was supposed to be, man, kids are out of diapers, and now we can have fun stuff together, and now, you know, the wife and I, we can have time together, and blah, you know, whatever, fill in the blanks. I mean, I'm not the only person that has those thoughts. And I can sit here and whine and complain, and just be like, oh, man, my life is just, right? And you just get overwhelmed with it, or go back to this quote and say, man, whatever the present moment is, accept as if you've chosen it, and then work with it, not against it. Like, that's the idea. And this Mike guy, like, continues on. You think about a plane, like, it flies into the wind. It needs the resistance of the wind to take off. And that's just something, like, he was processing of, like, yeah, times, like, it's going to be hard, you know. And once the plane gets going and floating, it's definitely a lot easier than, you know, takeoff. And it's just kind of that idea. But that's just something, you know, I've been chewing with in this season, again, the whole time through season two, and then just where I'm at of like trying to find peace and process through what is happening in life? Because as I said, you know, I'm at that season going, if you ask me what I wanted, I'll tell you one thing one day and then another the next. Like I don't know. Like I'm still trying to figure out what life is. You know, because you're sold this, I mean, at least I was, right? You're, especially in the Christian world, good grief. You know, you go to school, you go to high school, you get good grades, you can go to college, you meet your wife, you get a good, or you meet, you know, your soon to be wife, you get engaged, you get a good job. Okay, you got a good job. Okay, now you get married. Okay, now you guys have been together for a while, you've built that relationship. Now, why don't you have kids? Okay, you have kids, and now you're, you know, life is set for the next 40, 50 years. And you're like, well, that's not my turn. Like, that's fine. That's how, you know, I was kind of sold that of like, well, that's just what you do. That's how it works out. And then it all goes away. And you're like, wait a minute, what? But honestly, like also thinking about it, like at least for me, I don't want to live that way. Like living to where everything is set for the next 40 years. Like that just sounds awful. Not in the sense of like, I wouldn't want to be married for 40 years. Like, of course I'd want to be married for 40, 50 years. Like, but even within that relationship, things are going to change, right? And even with your kids, they're going to change. More saying of like, I'm that generation where I don't want to be in a job for 40 years and nothing, like the same job for 40 years. That just sounds awful. But the issue is, especially for myself, that I can sit here and just complain and whine and just mope. And you really, you do, you get that high off of just kind of that sadness. And go, yeah, nothing's going to happen. This is where I'm at. Instead of saying, okay, it's hard to take one step. But that one step leads to two steps, which leads to three, which gets you in the direction you want to go. And that's, you know, what we talked about in Dad Talks, like, what's your legacy? And so for me, I know one of the things, I mean, I got it sitting right next to me is my goals. Going, man, I haven't looked at my goals in months. Just gotten off track, just kind of going, oh, I'm here, I'm there. You know, just blown by everything in the wind. Going, what is JT want? And not in the sense, you know, those as Christians will hear and go, oh, well, it's, you know, it shouldn't be what JT wants. It's what God wants. And you can get in that debate, and we're not going to get into it here because we're not going to get into that. But yes, obviously there's things that God wants. You follow him and he's going to show you. But there is a part of going, okay, what do I want? Does it align with what I think God has, and what do I do? And so I think part of it too, even with God, like we can just go, well, I don't know what God wants from me. I don't know what God wants from me. I just don't know what to do in my life. And we just sit. And like, you know, I've heard many theologians, people say like, it's easier to direct a moving car than a parked one, right? It's easier if you're moving forward to direct it than just sitting there. And it's not, you know, then people are like, well, God can move anything. Yeah, I know. And I'll throat punch you. Okay. I get it. But that's, you know, that's that idea of like, okay, God, this is where I'm going. To back to that quote of like, okay, this is where I'm at. Let's accept it and let's move forward. Let's see what happens. Let's take a step. And you could very well get into it, you know, like for myself, start going to painting and it just doesn't work out. Or get into it and it's working out. It's going great and going, okay, this is where is this where I'm supposed to be? You know, how do I do this? Or what about that? And I think that's one of our issues, that we're just so worried about what's happening and just this plan. And it's not bad to plan, but man, I think that's definitely for me, that's my overthinking, where I'm like, all these things I need to do. And one of the, another thing from John Acuff's book, Soundtracks, he talks about, he says, overthinking. I mean, that's the whole reason, because he says, you know, how can you turn overthinking into a superpower? And he says, overthinking is when what you think gets in the way of what you want. Overthinking is when what you think gets in the way of what you want. And that's 100% me, to where I just start overthinking. Well, what about this? What about this? What if this happens? What if this happens? What and this and like, oh my goodness. And so just going back to that quote of like, accept, then act. And that's hard, because I mean, that's like that means taking a leap of faith, kind of jumping out there and hoping the best, you know, works out, that it's going to be okay. And so, you know, coming back to that theme that life doesn't work out as we planned. And that's a truth that I think we need to keep at the forefront of our mind, that as much as we plan and control and do stuff, it isn't going to work out how we think. And the thing I told my friend, like, and it's scriptural, you know, man plans his way, but ultimately it's up to God. This is what I said to my friend, that we can plan all we want, but our plans suck compared to what God has, right? Because if you look, if I were to look back at the last year, I would have never planned what happened. I would never plan what the last year held. God planned it. God knew every detail, and I wouldn't change it. It was awful. I regret stuff I did. I mean, it was. I don't ever want to go through that again. But there's a reason for it. Definitely a reason for it. You know, one of the reasons I think is, and again, this isn't technically a Christian podcast, but I'll share my faith is this, that it's like, I share it because this is just like us. This is dads. I mean, this is my Heavenly Father, who I believe that's what God is to me. It's the same way we treat our kids. So I felt God just saying through me the previous last year, and still saying of like, JT, I love you too much to leave you where you're at. I love you too much to allow you to stay in this circumstance that you've been in for the several years. That's what we say to our kids. That's why we discipline our kids. That's why we push our kids, because we look at them and say, buddy, or you know, daughter, son, I love you too much to leave you where you're at. So it's going to hurt of what's coming, or I'm going to push you, or I'm going to motivate you, or I'm going to, you know, just continue to do what I'm supposed to do as a father to lead you, because I don't want to see you stay here. Now, yes, it's the same thing that God's saying to me, like, buddy, I don't want you to stay here, but you're going to have to do some of the work. To our kids, you know, I don't want you to stay here. I'm going to do what I can to help you out. Now, you know, you can get in the whole debate, like, well, God did all these, you know, these bad things. And God didn't do the bad things. I made the stupid decisions myself, okay? He redeemed them and used them for good. And I think that's the biggest, you know, thing. As of going back to his plan, like, I would have never thought how they worked out. They worked out. It just doesn't make sense. My brain can't comprehend it. But the other thing that I continue to go back to is, like, in Christianity, God said, y'all sinners, you deserve death. But because I love you so much, I'm going to send my son, myself, to die on the cross for you. I'm going to take the punishment for you so you can have life. Nobody in history, before or after, there's no other religion, nothing. No one else came up with that thought. No one was like, guess what? This is the plan. Oh, yeah, they had it. No, no, no. Christianity, the God of Christianity, is the only one that had that thought, that said, I will sacrifice my son, who is me, to die in the place for these sinners who deserve death. Like, that plan doesn't make sense. So that's what I continue to go back to, of like, I don't know what is happening in my life, but I know there's a God who has a plan, who can take care of all of it. Because as I go back to the stories of these guys, if you would have told me my brother JC would be where he's at today by moving back to Anthony, Kansas, I would have laughed in your face. And he would have been the same way. He'd be like, no way, I am not going back to that awful town. It's the best decision he's ever, I shouldn't say ever made, but one of the best is, like, he is thriving. It's awesome. And, you know, Josiah, he's made decisions in work that are leading to other decisions. And he's kind of like, he doesn't see the end of it yet, but, like, there's awesome things coming. And Reed and his wife, you know, they talked about struggling with infertility and just the struggles and issues with that. And before, you know, I say again, I know people struggle with infertility, and I know there's some that don't get to see, you know, what they hope at the end of, like, becoming pregnant naturally or themselves. You know, they have to adopt or just don't have kids. I don't understand the pain. I mean, I can kind of empathize in just the sense of, like, that's would be awful because I love my kids, but I've never been through that pain. But Reed and his wife are getting to announce they're having a baby here in, you know, a few months. Like, that's, I mean, just to think how all this has bled to there. Like, you think about it, they have, you know, their son who's their biological son. Then they adopted their daughter. And without the struggles, they would have never got her. And that, you know, and they would say, like, if we had to go through all that infertility just to get our daughter, it was worth it, right? And so that's where, like, man's plan makes no sense. And so it is an encouragement. Granted, it's still really hard just to be like, okay, I have no idea what's happening. I know God has a plan and I'm going to follow it, but I don't know where it leads. That's why it's called faith. It's not trust, it's faith. Right? Trust is, I know it is, and I just kind of follow you. Like, that's knowledge, right? I mean, it's trusting. It is trust. Sorry, you know, trust. But faith, like, you have nothing. It's just, okay. And so, quoting that book again, because, I mean, I can't recommend it more. Can't recommend it more enough. There we go. Is Soundtracks by John Acuff. I'll put a link in the description because it's a great book. Here's what he says. He takes a quote from another guy that he follows who I've never heard this guy, but Acuff's life is crazy. In a good way. He just does some awesome things. He's doing it. But he has an interview with the guy and similar to what I just kind of telling you of like, here's this. And the guy stops him and says, here, this is what I want you to say. When you begin to overthink, you begin to just worry about life, say this mantra that this guy has said forever. He says, everything is working out for me. Everything is working out for me. And that's what, you know, John Acuff began to say, and not in the sense of like, life's going bad and everything's working out for me. Like, it's, yep, it's just going to work out. Not like unbelievable way, but beginning to change the mindset said exactly what that quote was like, okay, accept then act of going, okay, this is a situation I'm in. Everything's going to work out for me. And, you know, it's a simple thing. So where you begin to think of, you know, you have to stop because some car pulls out in front of you, but then you get a closer parking spot because that 2 seconds gave you enough for someone to pull out and boom, you're right there. Like, everything's working out for me. And, you know, an example he gives to where they try to find parking, come find out vent they're at. It started later. They didn't know about it. But anyways, you know, because of all these issues, it allowed him like a breakfast he didn't plan with his daughters. He's like, yeah, look, everything's working out for me. And so just beginning to change the circumstances of, man, here's just the negative I can find in everything. And begin to find the positive of like, what's the positive of it? Because like I said, life happens, life changes. The key is you choose your attitude. You choose positive or negative. And how you choose, you get a completely different outcome. I mean, I can tell you like choosing negative leads to negative and more negative and more negative. And it don't work out. Choosing positive, not in the false, obnoxious, you know, positive, oh yeah, everything's going to work out great, even when my house is on fire and there's gun. No, it's not that idea. I hope you're hearing that of like, okay, my house burnt down. That stinks. How do we process through it? How do we try to find some positive? And not, again, in the sense of we're just looking for the positive and we avoid negative at all costs. No. Like, that stinks. That's hard. That's awful. We accept it. Now we have to move forward. The idea is moving forward with positivity instead of negative, saying, yep, this is crap. This always happens. This blah, 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 blah. And you just add to it and you just dig farther down in the hole instead of beginning to crawl out of it. Right? That's the idea. And so that's, I've not enough to where my kids are like, oh, Dad, you say it all the time. But, you know, there's things that happen. I go, you know what? Everything's working out for me. And I'll say it to myself when, like, it's a crappy day of like, oh, cool. I just spilled paint in the back of my pickup. Go, you know what? Everything's working out for me. Everything's going to work out for me. It's going to be all right. And just changing that mind shift just helps so much. And so that's just what I've taken away from this season of Dad Talks, you know, during this season of just, yes, as I said, it's obvious. Life happens. Life changes. Life does not go according to plan. You know, it's what Emma's recording this right now. It's high school graduation season. You know, and so go back to your high school self. And what was that annoying question that all the adults said? Right? What are you going to do with your life? You know, what's your plan? What's your plan for your life? And you'd smile, you know, smile and wave, boys, and say, oh, this is what I have. I have a dream. You know, there's all of us are that way. There's a few kids that are like, I have no idea. I have no, like, I'm 18. I don't know. I'll figure it out, but I don't know. But, you know, think of your 18-year-old self going, this is what I'm going to do. And some of you, yeah, it has happened. You've gotten to do exactly that. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But for most of us, it's like, yeah, I had this plan and it did not go that way. And then being grateful, because some of you go, man, I'm really glad it didn't turn out that way. Because if it did, I would be miserable. Or some of you going, yeah, it didn't turn out that way. And I am miserable. And I'm trying to figure out how to navigate through it because it sucks. And hopefully the encouragement you can get from it is you're not the only one. You're not the only one that goes through issues and struggles. We all face trials, tribulations, and struggles. The difference and the key for us dads to survive is to talk to each other, is to help each other out, to say, look, dude, I get it. I don't have the answers, but I can listen to you. Pour you a beer, or I can go golf with you or something, you know. You got issues. Let's process, you know, through it. And the key is that of just going, this is where I'm at. I've got to accept and act. Because you think about it again, it's the legacy you're leaving your kids. What's the legacy you're going to leave your kids? Are your kids going to see, hey, when dad was faced with a tough time, he just got pissed and he would drink or he would play a video game or he would just zone out or he just leave us or he just was always upset and grumpy. He was never happy. So yeah, dad saw, you know, dad had issues, but he faced him. And he learned how to deal with him. He accepted what it was and acted. So this is what I'm moving forward. And even like all these hard things, like dad had joy through all of it. Dad made the best of it. Like dad was encouraging to us. Like, you know, what story do you want your kids to tell their kids about you? So whatever season you're in, think about that. Going, what story do I want my kids to tell about me during this, you know, from this time? Was it dad, the angry, bitter guy, or dad, our leader? Dad owned it. I'm proud of my dad for what he did. And I want to be like that when I get older. So that's the end of season two, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Be looking out for season three. It'll be coming here soon in a few months as I get those going. But again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your support, and we'll see you guys next season. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of Dad Talks. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a moment, leave a review, and make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any episodes.